We've been investigating prime and composite numbers.
And to determine if it's a prime number, it can only be timed by one and itself.
For example, 7 times 1. You can't possibly time 7, but you can't possibly get anything back into 7 in multiplication. But the only two numbers that fit into it is 7 and 1.
And to determine that it's a composite number, it can be timed by other numbers in the multiplication, such as 2 and 3.
Right. You think?